here on FredNats on Deck with Matt Bollenbacher, part of this FredNat bullpen that's been so good. And Matt, for you, 8 innings so far this year here in Fredericksburg, just 1 earned run. What stands out to you about the way that you've pitched for the FredNats so far?
Really pounding the strike zone, kind of forcing the hitters to make a decision, and staying aggressive.
What are the signs for you when you know you're pitching well?
Commanding the fastball. When I can throw my fastball to both sides of the plate, I know I'm going to be good.
When I say that this bullpen for the FredNats leads all of single A with a 2.92 ERA, and you guys have thrown 12 straight scoreless innings, what jumps into your head is the reason why for that?
I think one of the main reasons why is we have a good group of guys. We have some older guys and some younger guys, and the older guys really have taken the younger guys under, especially me. I've taken a few of the younger guys under my wing, kind of showed them the like routines and things you need to do on game days and whatever, and I feel like we mesh really well.
Well, a lot of the guys that come back, you guys all won rings last year. What did that season show you about how to be successful at the minor league level, not only for yourself, but just as a pitching staff in general?
I think the biggest thing, especially at this level, is just throwing strikes. A lot of times guys try and do too much. They try and be someone they're not, and I think at the end of the day, the more you throw strikes and the more that you force the hitter to make a decision rather than allow or them capitalizing on you to mess up, I think helps out the pitching staff a lot, and it develops a lot of confidence from the pitching staff and whoever's, you know, throwing that day.
It's like sometimes a joke that baseball fans will make is the pitching coach will go out there, he'll say, hey, just pound the zone, throw strikes. And sometimes that's easier said than done. For you and maybe this team specifically, how do you focus on just throwing strikes? Because sometimes it's not that simple, right?
Yeah. I feel like the biggest thing is just a mentality standpoint. Anytime you go on that mound, between the white lines, you got to believe in yourself and you got to know that you're better than the guy in the box. And I think if you do that, then you'll have good success.
You had a pretty cool opportunity to take the mound for AAA Rochester. They needed some pitchers. They called you up last week. What were that moment and the following days like for you?
I won't lie, Saturday was a long day. I woke up like around 2:30 in the morning and had to catch a few flights, but I made it to Rochester. And it was awesome. Like, I learned a lot from the guys up there. Everyone was really cool. And yeah, it was just a really good opportunity.
Who are some of the guys on that Rochester team that you had a chance to talk to, you know, just dissect pitching with, guys that are a step away from the major leagues?
I'd say the biggest one would probably be Chase Selesky. He's one of the starters there. He really helped me just mentality-wise and just the difference in the mental side of things when it comes to facing the different caliber of hitters that are at that level.
You got to face two of the highest caliber hitters at that level. Your first assignment is the Worcester Red Sox, and they've got two, I don't know if they're in the top 15, but I think they are, prospects in Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. What is it like at the stage that you're at, going and getting the opportunity to pitch to guys like that that are, you know, top prospects and so close to making their major league debuts?
Like I said before, you just got to believe in yourself, and you got to believe in the work you've put in to get you to this point. And yeah, if you just believe in yourself and just stay aggressive, like I said earlier as well, then you're going to have success most of the time.
And I know you're back here in Fredericksburg, but what can you take from the fact that your name was the one that popped up when Rochester or anyone above needed an arm? You were the guy that they thought to bring up.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great pleasure, and it was an awesome opportunity as well. And I think one of the main reasons why is they know who they can expect when they put me in the game. I like to pride myself in being consistent and especially throwing strikes, and I felt like that was one of the main reasons why.
You won a ring here last year, as we've talked about. Now you've had a taste of AAA being with some of those guys. What do you hope is next up for you?
I'm not really too worried about the future. The only thing I'm really worried about is getting better every day and improving, and then that stuff will take care of itself.
Well, and you get to be here today for Minecraft night tonight. Was Minecraft ever a game that you played growing up? Did you dabble at all?
I dabbled a little bit, but I didn't really dabble too much because I've heard from some of the guys on the team when they did play it, it was very time consuming and just, I don't know, you kind of get yourself in like a black hole that you never see the light at the end of the tunnel. So I didn't really get too far into it.
Well, maybe abstaining from Minecraft helped you become a professional pitcher. Matt, thanks for the time.
Thank you.